today, the Department of Health closed some shellfish beds in South Puget Sound for the first time due to elevated levels of diuretic shellfish toxin. The biotoxin made three people sick after eating mussels harvested in Squim Bay in 2011. It was the first time anyone had been officially diagnosed with diuretic shellfish poisoning in the United States. And the biotoxin, which can cause diarrhea and vomiting, appears to be spreading in Puget Sound. Ashley Ahern reports.
At the Department of Health lab in Shoreline, a group of scientists stare at a mass spectrometer. The machine is set up to detect toxins in samples of shellfish that come in from all over the Washington shoreline. Right now, the scientists are waiting for the machine to tell them if the toxin that causes diuretic shellfish poisoning, or DSP, is in a sample of mussels taken near Olympia in Budd Inlet. The levels on the screen spike above the safe limit.
All right.
Jerry Borchert oversees monitoring and shellfish bed closures for the Washington Department of Health.
It'll be the first area in the south part of Puget Sound where we've had a DSP closure. And what worries me is this the only one, or might there be more?
The southern part of Puget Sound is a big shellfish farming area. DSP and other forms of shellfish poisoning happen when certain types of algal blooms release a toxin that then gets sucked up by filter feeders like mussels and clams. The blooms occur naturally and are strongest in the summer and early fall, though scientists don't fully understand what makes the algae release the toxin. This week, the Department of Health has closed some shellfish beds in San Juan, Thurston, King, and Jefferson counties because of elevated levels of shellfish toxins. And just a reminder, cooking or freezing shellfish won't get rid of the toxins. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.